Okay, so good morning. Thank you for joining all those on Zoom as well. Today's class is Daf Kaf Gimel, Daf 23. We left off in the middle of 22B, Kaf Bet Amud Bet. We are on Kaf Bet Amud Bet, 22B. Okay, good morning. We're in the middle of the page. Last thing we spoke about was Karichot Birshut Arabim Harelu Shalom. Somebody finds bundles of grain, let's say, in the Rishut Harabim, he can take it, it's his. So the Gemara begins, Amar Abba, Vafilu with the Bar Sheyesh Bo Siman, even with a lost bundle that has a Siman, meaning the person can come and claim it, saying, oh, there was this, I have this sign on it, that's how I know it's mine. Even like that, you can take it and keep it. The Gemara says, Alma, what do we see? Kasavar Abba, Siman Ha'asui Lidares, Lave Siman, if it's a sign that is going to be stomped on, that's not considered a sign. Rava says no. Loshan elo b'davar she'ein bo siman. This is only talking about when there's no siman. But b'davar she'yesh bo siman chayav la'achriz. But if it's something that has a siman, then of course he's obligated to announce that he found it. Alma kasavar Rava siman asur lidares have a siman. So you see from Rava that a siman that people are going to stomp on is not considered a siman. V'ikdamat nila lehashmata. Some teach the Shmata separately, in a separate section. Simana asuli deres, a sign that someone will, people will stomp on. What's the din? So Rava amar lo ave siman, Rava amar have siman. Rava says it's not a siman, and Rava says it is a siman. So Tanan, we learn in Mishnah, Perichot v'Rishut Arbim ha'Reid Shalom, we learn the bundles in the Rishut Arbim. They belong to him, he can pick them up, they're his. V'Rishut Ayachid notelu machriz, in the Rishut Ayachid, in a private domain, he has to announce. So, what's the case? If there's no sign, what is he announcing in the Rishut Hayachid? If he finds it in the Rishut Hayachid, what is there to announce? He didn't find any sign. So, it must be there is a sign. We said, in the Rishut Arabim, it's his. Alma, what do you see? A sign that is going to be stomped on is not a sign. The guy can keep it. This is a contradiction on Rava. So Amar Lech Rava, Rava would tell you the Ulam the late Busiman. Really, he's talking about that it does not have a sign. With the Kal Amar the Rishut Hayachid my Machriz. Oh, and you ask, what is he announcing if he finds it in the Rishut Hayachid? Machriz Makom. He's announcing the spot that he found it. So with the Kal Amar the Rishut Hayachid, Rava Amar, Rava would say Makom lo have a siman. The place is not a siman. The Itmar, we learn the following. Makom, Rabba Amar, lo avay siman, Rabba Amar, havay siman. Rabba says that the place of the object is not a siman, and Rabba says it is a siman. Tashima, come and listen to the following. Kirichot v'rishut arabim harelu shelo. If he finds these bundles in the public domain, he can take them. V'rishut ayachid, notelu machriz, if it's in a private domain, he has to announce. V'ha'alumot, and the bigger ones, v'im v'rishut arabim, v'im v'rishut ayachid, notelu machriz, no matter what, he has to announce. How would each of them explain this Beraita? This Mishnah? This Beraita, rather, sorry. Rabba mitaretz l'tame b'siman. Rabba says, talking about when there's a sign. Rabba mitaretz l'tame b'makom. Rabba says, talking about when it's a, he's announcing the place. So Rabba mitaretz l'tame b'siman. He says it's a sign. Krichot v'reshut harabim harayel shalom. If he finds bundles in the reshut harabim, he can keep them. Mishum demidrasa flipin yamud, because if people stomp on them, if it's in a private domain, he has to announce with the delomer darsa because people don't stamp on them. And the bigger ones, whether in a Rishut Arabim or Rishut Hayachid, he has to announce. Why? Because kivan de gvian, they are very tall. Lomi darsa, people do not stamp on them. Rava says no. I'm talking about the place.
This is when there is siman, yeah.
So he said, he's talking about a place where, here, Rabba Mitaretz Tameh B'Siman, he's talking about with a sign.
With a sign.
Exactly, yeah.
And if there is no sign, no
yeah, yeah, if there's no sign, then what is he announcing? Yeah. Whereas Rabba says, no, it's talking about the place. Perichod Rishut Arabim Harid Shalom, in the public domain, he finds these grain, these bundles, it's his. The Minash Tefa. Because why? Because they're kicked around. Rishut Ayachir Chayav Lachir is in the private domain, he has to announce. They're not kicked around. Va'alumot, but the big ones, ben b'rishut arabim, ben b'rishut ayachin, notelu machriz, no matter what he has to announce for the big ones, kivan de yakire, lo minashtefa, because they're very expensive, then people will not kick it around. Tashma, come and listen to the following. Kikarot shel nachtom harel shelo, we said, the baker, his, the bread that he makes, that belongs to the guy finds it, belongs to him. So Hashel Balabai, Chayv Lachriz. Oh, so if it was the owner's bread, an owner made bread and you found it in the Shuta Rabim, then you have to announce it. So hold on. So Balabai my Tama, what's the reason for that? So Kevan the Itbe Usiman, the Meida Yadeh the Rifta the Inish Inishu. Because there's a sign, you know, a person's challah, his bread that he bakes, you can tell that's his bread. You know how sometimes there's people, they make challah, you can tell this one is that person, you know. So it's veloshna reshut harabim, veloshna reshut ha'echin, not tell them achri. So no matter what, wherever it's found, you have to announce. Alma, what do we see? Siman he'asui lidderes, have a siman, tiufta derba. That siman, that sign that is going to be stomped on, it's considered a sign, and this is a contradiction on the opinion of Rabbah. Amar lach Rabbah, Rabbah would tell you, no. Hatam hainu tama, the reason over there is, mishum de'en ma'virin al ochalin. The reason over there is, because people do not stomp over food. So we're not worried for that in such a case. So the Gemara says, v'ha ikan nochrim, but we have non-Jews. Nochrim chayshe l'kshafim. No, for them, they're worried for kishuf. Therefore, they also will not stomp over it. Right? They think that because Rashi says, v'rim shem mechaman kishafim un'chudasham, they think that because of like magic or different like reasons of like kishuf, superstition, stuff like that, that was why the bread was placed in the street, and so they don't step over it. The Gemara says, "Va'ika behema uklavim." There are animals and dogs. Be'atrad de lo shechiyah behema uklavim. No, it's talking about a place where there aren't commonly dogs. You don't usually have those animals and dogs. Very good. Lema ketanai. Let's say the machloket tanaim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Kol devar sheyesh bo shinui chayv l'achriz." Anything that has something different, you have to announce. What does that mean? Ketzad, how's that? So we saw this earlier. Matza igul. If you find a fig cake utocho cheres, and there's a piece of char, a piece of clay, earthenware inside, kikar utocho ma'od, or bread, loaf of bread, and you find a money, a coin inside. Miklal de tanakama. So what do you see? He says you have to announce. That sounds like Tanakama says that you can keep it. So what would be the idea why you have to announce? So maybe someone placed a coin in there to show a sign that it is.
Yeah, it's a siman.
So the Gemara says, everyone agrees that if the siman came, the sign came on its own, that's a siman. Meaning, let's say if the bread was there and the coin fell off the shelf and went into the bread, that's siman abam elav, that's a sign. And people walk over foods. My love, the machloket is besimana asuli daris kamifligi. Machloket is on a sign. Will people stomp on it, and then the sign will dissipate, or not? More savar lo avisiman, more savar avisiman. The machloket would be if it's considered a sign or not in such a case. The Amar of Zavid mishmei deraba is al kadatach dekasavar tanakama. If you think Tanakama says siman he asuli daris lo avisiman, that a sign that will be stamped on is not a sign. And we stamp over foods. If you have a bake, the bread of the owner that's in the public, why does he have to announce? What's the reason for it? So, meaning, he says that it's not a sign, and he says that people stamp over the food, so it's going to lose its sign regardless. What's the din? So, Ela Amar Rav Zavid Mishmei de Rava. Everyone agrees that a sign that's going to be stamped on is a sign. And we stamp over foods. The machloket is with a sign that comes on its own, like a coin that fell into the bread. The Tanakama says it's not a sign, and Rabbi Yehuda says it is a sign. So the Gemara says, what would Rabbah tell you? Everyone agrees that if it's a sign that will be stamped on, it's not a sign. And we do not stamp over foods. And here, similarly to what we just said, it's a sign that falls on its own. That is the machloket. Tanakama savar lo ave siman. Rabbi Yehuda savar have siman. Tanakama says it's not a siman, and Rabbi Yehuda says it is a siman. Only answer amen if you are in person. Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nehiyah Bidvaro. Yikad Amri, some say, Sabrua de kulei alma siman abba me'elav have siman. Some say, they said, that according to everyone, if it's a sign that falls on its own, it's a sign. V'siman ha'asur lidares lo ave siman. And everyone agrees that if it's a sign that will be stomped on, that's not a sign. My love, v'mavirin al'ocholin kamifligim, maybe the machloket is, do we walk over foods or not? the more savar mavirin, the more savar in mavirin, the machloket would be if you walk over it or not. So Amar Zavid Mishmeid Rabba, Yisal Kedatach Savar Tanakama, Siman Ha'asui Lidares Lave Siman. If you think Tanakama says that a siman that will be stomped on is not a sign. Umavirin Alo Chalina, we walk over foods. Kikarocha Balabayit Rishud Arviyam Amay Machris. So if you have the bread of an owner in the street, why do you have to announce that you found it? What's there's no sign. What's the sign? So Ela Amar Zavid Mishmeid Rabba, De Kule Alma Savri Siman Ha'asui Lidares Lave Siman. Now everyone agrees that a sign that will be stomped on is considered a sign. Ma'virin al nochalin, and we stomp over food. V'acha b'siman abam me'elav. Gam if machlok, it is a sign that comes on its own. The Tanakama savar siman abam me'elav lo have siman. Rabbi Yehuda savar have siman. Tanakama says it's not a sign, and Rabbi Yehuda says it is a sign. Rabba Amar lach Rabba v'tali dekula alma siman asuli deres lo have siman. No, really, a sign that will be stomped on is not a sign. Ve'en ma'virin al nochalin, we don't stomp over food. Again, the machlok it is a sign that will be falling on its own. And Tanakhama Savar, Siman, Abba Me'elav, Lo HaVisiman. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, HaVisiman. Machlok it is, Tanakhama says it's not a Siman. If it comes on its own, Rabbi Yehuda says it is a Siman. That is the machlok it regarding Simanim. Now we're going to jump into some of the halachot pertaining to the mitzvah of Hashevat Aveda, returning a lost object. Amar Zavid Mishmeid Rabba. Klalad Aveda, general rule for returning lost object. Kivan da amar vai le lechesron kis meyash lemine. Once he says, "Oy, what I lost out on the monetary value, what I lost out on,"
despair.
That's it. He had despair. That's considered yeush. Amar zemin shmeid rava lechetah la halacha is kriichot b'rishut arvim harish elu shelo. If you find bundles of weed in the public domain, that you can keep b'rishut ayachid I derech nefila harish elu shelo. If it was in a private domain, so it depends. If it looks like it fell, then you can keep it. Either hanacha, nutel machris, but if it looks like someone placed it there, then you have to announce. This is only when there's no sign. Aval davar sheyesh bo siman, if it does have a sign, loshna b'rishut arabim, loshna b'rishut ayachid, bein derech nefila, bein derech hanacha, chayav lachris, doesn't matter whether it was in the public, private domain, whether it fell or was placed there, you'd be obligated to announce, because if there's a sign, then you have to announce. That means someone can come and retrieve their lost item. Flipping the amud. We said in the Mishnah, machazorot, macharozot shel dagim, these strings of fish. We said, why don't we say you can keep them? Why can you keep them? Amay, leve kesher siman. The knot that you make on the string of fish should be a sign that the owner can come and collect it. So, biktara de tsaida de kuli alma achim ekateri. No, it's the sign of fishermen that all fishermen tie, it's a knot of fishermen, that all the fishermen knot their string the same way, and therefore, there's no way to distinguish. Okay, the amount of fish should be a sign. So, no, all of them are the same. They all put the same amount. That's question of Rav Sheshet. Minyan have a siman or lo have a siman? Is a number, is it considered a sign or not? Amaylu Rav Sheshet. Tenitua, we learn the following. Matzakli kesef. Ukli nechoshet. Gasteron shel avar. Vakol kelim atachod. You find any of these kelim. Silver or copper or lead or metal. Don't return it. Until he gives you a letter. If you find a lost object of someone, don't just give it to them. He has to give you one letter and tell you something about it. He has to give you some details about what it is, or tell you the weight of the item. Since the weight of it also is considered a sign, so too, the measure or the number also is considered a sign. We also said pieces of meat. So the Gemara says, why is that not a sign? Amai, leve mishkala siman. The weight of it could be a sign. The guy can come and tell you how much it weighs. So mishkala de shavin. No, it's a weight that's equal to many other pieces of meat. So v'tehevi chaticha kufa siman. So a piece itself should be a sign. O de dafka, o de atma. Let's say you take the throat of the animal or the neck of the thigh of the animal, whatever it is, but you took a piece of it so they can come and verify it by the piece. So milotani, do we not say in the braita matzachat ichot dagim bedagna shuch? If you find pieces of fish or a bitten fish, chayav lachris, you have to announce chaviot shel yain v'shal shemen v'shal tevua v'shal gogrot v'shal zeitim arelu shelo. But if you find barrels of wine, oil, grain, figs or olives, you can keep them. Why in the earlier case do you have to announce? Because there's a sign on it. So it's over here. So hacham ha'iskina, what are we dealing with here? B'deika simanam b'piska, we're talking about b'psaka. You find a sign that it wasn't really cut in the way that the people usually cut it. The Rashi says, shelo nechtecha kederach chotchin. Why over here we say you have to announce? Because it was cut in a way that wasn't usually supposed to be cut. So that's a sign. Giad Rabba Barav Huna mechatech li atlata lekarnata. Rabba Barav Huna would cut at the corners. It would make three cuts at the corner to be a sign for him. The daikanam, we also derived it from the following. The katani dumya, the dag nashuch, it's similar to a bitten fish. Shema mina, therefore, it has to be something that wasn't the usual way for it to be done, to be a siman. Amar Mor, we learn the following. Chaviot shel yayin, shel shemen, shel tuav, shel gurgur, shel zeitim, barrels of wine, oil, grain, figs, and olives. Harei l'shalo, you can keep them. He says, why can you keep them? We have a Mishnah. You find jugs of wine or oil, you have to announce. The Mishnah is talking about when the Mishnah says you have to announce. That's talking about when there's a sign on it. So the Baraita is talking about when the barrels are open. If the barrels are open, the owner knows for sure it's gone. He's going to have Yahush for sure. He's going to have despair 100%. So why is it even a question? Why does he need to mention it? So Amar Rav Hoshaya v'metzif. No, he put a cover on it. So Abaye Amar afilu tema idu v'idu v'rashum. Even if you want to say both of them have a sign, v'lakasha kan kodem shenifdechu ha'atzarot, kan lachash shenifdechu ha'atzarot. The difference is if it was before the stores were open or after the stores were open. Rashi says, look at Rashi. Kodem shenifdechu ha'atzarot. Rashi adayin lo higiya zman mochrei al-chaviot. The time of the sellers of the barrels had not arrived yet. V'achid v'alma hu da'avid. It's just an individual. Have roshem siman. So therefore, in that case, before the stores open, that little sign that he has on his barrel, that's a sign. Whereas after the stores open, everyone has it, that's no longer a sign. So the Gemara then comes and says, Ki ha de Rav Yaakov bar Abba. This case of Rav Yaakov, Ashkach chavita de chamra lachar shenifdechu ha'atzarot. He found a barrel of wine after the stores are open. Atta lekamid Rabbaye came in front of Abaye, Amar le, zil shekol nafshach. He said, you can take it, because that's no longer considered a sign. Ba'mine Rav Bibi Merav Nachman. He asked a question for Rav Nachman. Makom have siman or lo have siman? Is a place a sign or not? You find it in a specific place. Amar le tenitua. We learn the following. Matzach chaviot shel yain, shel shemen, shel tvua, shel gorgorot, shel zeitim harelu shelo. You find barrels of wine, oil, grain, figs, or olives. You can keep them. V'isal kadatach dem makom have siman lichros makom. Oh, what about the spot where you found it? Why don't you have to announce where you found it? So Amar Savita Hakam is kidding what are we dealing with? Birakta de Nahara. We're talking about the wine came to the city in a ship, a boat. And Rashi says, Vadlochim Rifanina Svina Manichos Fatanar. They remove it from the boat and put it on the shore, and everyone come and take one shot. So sometimes you forget it, you leave it there, you don't know. So it happens sometimes that it's like that. It's not in a specific spot necessarily. So Amar of Mari, Maita Ama Amur Rabbanan Rakta de Nahara Lo Avi Siman. Why did they say that if it's left at the shore of the water, it's not a sign? Namrina, like we say to him, Ki echi di termen li didach, termen nami le chavrach, just like it happened to you. It happened to your friend also. It could be that your friends are also there. So it's not necessarily that it could be specifically his. That's not a specific enough spot that we can say that that's enough of a sign to be his. Ikad Amri, some say, Amar of Mari, Mai Tama Amru Rabbanan, Makom Lo Avi Siman. Some say, why do we say a spot is not a sign? Namrina, like, because we say, Ki echi di termen li didach, makom. So it's a little bit different. Now he's saying, just like this spot happened for you, so too could it happen to your friend. Meaning it could be that your friend's also barrel was there. It's not necessarily that it was yours. And therefore that's not enough of a sign. So makom would not be a sign. Ha'u gavra, and finishing off, there's this man, the ashkach kufra be matzarta. He found some tar in some place. He found some tar and he wanted to know, can I keep it? So he came, atal kamid Rav. He went in front of Rav. He said, Amar le, zil shekol nafshach. He says, you can keep it. Chazed haven mechasem. You know, sometimes the rabbi tells the student something, he says the halacha, he says, no problem at all. And the student's a little bit hesitant. Ah, I don't know, is this rabbi real? Does he know what he's talking about? So the rab saw, he said, hey, he's acting a little bit hesitant. He's not using it. So Amar le, zil pelog le lechia beri mine. He says, you know what? You don't believe me? Go and split it with my son. I'm so wholeheartedly, I believe what I'm saying is the emet, that I'll trust that you can even split it with my own son. So lema kasavar Rav, makom la'ave siman. You can see Rav is of the opinion that finding something in a specific spot, the spot of it cannot be a sign. Ask me in the object a sign. Amar bi'abba mishum ye'ush ba'alim naguba. No, the Gemara says that's not why. The reason is because of ye'ush ba'alim, despair of the owners. What does that mean? The chazeh, the katchei bechadchilfei. Over here, it was very dirty, disgusting, growing things out over here in this area. And so therefore, over there, for sure, the owner had yeush. Rashi says, v'laz gadu alea, shema mina, miyamim rabim hayasham. It was there for a long time. Uparna ashua ba'alim. And for sure, the owners already had despair. And that's why you're allowed to take it, no problem at all, because the owner had despair. So you find a lost object that the owner has despair, you're 100% allowed to keep it. We'll stop there. We'll just do one quick halakha on today's daf. We're discussing a case of minyan, of the number. Let's say you find a string with fish on it, and it has a specific number. Is that enough for it to be, is a number of that amount of fish on the animal, on the string, enough to be a sign? So if you look at the... one second. If you have over here, the halakha, if you look at the halakha dalet over here, the halakha says the following. The Rambam says... הסימנים המובהקים. הסימנים המובהקים סומכים עליהם ודנים על פיהם, והמידה או המשקל או המניין או מקום האבדה סימנים מובהקים. And the Rambam says, measurement, weight, number, or the spot, that's considered a very strong sign for someone to come and be able to and pick up that object to say that it's his. And that's enough of a sign in order for a person to retrieve that, and that is the halakha. We'll stop there. We'll do a 1-minute recap.